Grace be with you all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible. That's found in Ephesians 6:24. Lord, what is on your heart for your people? Holiness, my beloved Claire, holiness. You all ask for many things, many good things, but I cannot give them until your personal holiness is in order. So I must begin there. And oftentimes you do not recognize my visitations of grace because you have something else on your mind. What is lacking is the recognition of your true loneliness and how corrupted you have become. When you are contaminated from the world, the gifts you are asking me for will be wasted until you are not in bondage to worldly agendas. My people, you ask for heavenly gifts, but you must prepare yourselves to receive them. Purity of motive for my glory alone, detached from the praise of men, and a wholehearted devotion to me with no compromise. Since you have begun the journey of covenant prayer, you are discovering how very attached you are to your creature comforts and schedules. 4 hours of prayer, 4 days a week is a sacrifice, as well it should be. Sacrifice is not acceptable to me unless it costs you something. On the road to holiness, you have many opportunities to make sacrifices. Use them wisely, my beloved ones. Even as it is written, do not grow weary in well-doing. Little sacrifices can lead you onward to greater ones. You can grow from virtue to greater virtue, just as you can slide downwards by passing by occasions to do something difficult. In which case, you become more and more lazy. You will find that the path to holiness always requires sacrifice from you. The more you give up for love of me, the more love of me you will acquire. This is the purest motive. Love me and your brother, and do whatever is set before you with great love and without grumbling. When you complain, it truly hurts me. I have given you the opportunity to love me by tending to the needs of others, be it prayer or setting food and clothing before them. When you pass this by, you lose grace and virtue, as well as losing rank in the spiritual world. The demons entertain themselves with all your efforts because you are lacking my true heart and intimacy with me. Yes, the highest rank in the spiritual world is given to those who live for others without a hint of ambition of any kind, without a hint of recognition, and without any reward. This pleases me to no end, because I know you are doing it for love of me and your brother, with no other motive. This is true worship, in spirit and in truth. Come to me, acknowledging your selfishness, and praying for the graces to love me with all your heart and all your strength, and I will lead you in the knowledge of how to forsake yourself and live only for me. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so very good to us and guiding us into a closer union with you.